A child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Good morning, and welcome to you, Bethel Baptist Church, on this Christmas morning, where we celebrate the most significant event in human history. And so we're just glad to see old faces, but faces we've seen before. Welcome, folks. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Because this is Christmas Day, and many families traditionally gather together to celebrate the birth of Christ, and others celebrate also. So all activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled. The 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor is also canceled. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Book of Revelation, chapters 17 through 19. Ladies' Bible study, for it normally would be scheduled for tomorrow, it is canceled for tomorrow, but we'll resume normal schedules in January. The insert in your bulletin refers to the New Year's Day service, and it's the first day of 2017, and no New Year's Eve celebration the night before, which we've done in the past. The ladies' ministry donating to the Gilroy Commission Center is, if you'd like to participate in that, there's information on the message board in the kitchen. Please refer to the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for she shall He shall save his people from their sins. And now our brother, Joby Nuria, our brother, the big switch. Anthony Laurel, our brother Anthony Laurel, will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 93, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And
thank you so much, Joe. Good morning once again, and welcome this blessed Christmas morning. It's been good to see you all. I know this is my last Sunday here before I return to school, so I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and it's been wonderful to see you all. Let's open with hymn number 93, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. There's a song in the air. There's a song in the air. There's a star in the sky. There's a mother's deep prayer and a baby's little cry. And the star rains its fire while the beautiful sing. For the manger of Bethlehem.
you so much, and Merry Christmas to you and to those over the radio and KKNC, and those in the internet and here in foreign countries. We thank the Lord for you, and thank the Lord that another year has been accomplished, and for your faithfulness and listening and supporting our church. On behalf of the church, I want to thank the listeners, KKNC, and the internet across the world for their care of the Tel Baptist Church. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Gracious, loving, and merciful God, on this Christmas day, as the light of the world penetrates our hearts, as we are reminded of the gift of life and faith, as the glories of the heavenly hosts are echoed in our church, we open ourselves up to your Spirit and give you thanks. We are grateful, Lord Jesus, that your story has become our story as we celebrate your birth. Continue, we pray, to instill in us a profound sense of your abiding presence and help us to take to heart the wonder of your love, that we may walk in your ways and in delight in your will. Help us, Lord God, to be faithful, gracious, loving, giving, and forgiving people you would have us be. We ask this in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Silent night, holy night.
Thank you so much, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of John. If you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 1148. We will be reading John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your written word and the work of the Holy Spirit, enabling us to understand and know that the scriptures are true and do not err. The birth of the Lord Jesus, which we are celebrating today, Lord, is an event without which we would perish. And we will forever thank and praise you for loving sinners and rescuing us from death and sin and hell. Only by your grace, we were yet sinners, you sent the Lord Jesus Christ to willingly suffer the condemnation and judgment for our sins, dying the death we deserve and rising again for our justification. We love you, Lord, for the unspeakable gift, giving us your Son. Our gratitude and praise for such a great salvation will never end. And we pray now for our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to preach the great truths from your word. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding that we may live lives according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?
Times, we had the opportunity to have a missionary coming in and be with us. And 2-3 years ago, we started calling missionaries to speak on Christmas so that we can have. And Daniel Lacey is here with his ministry. And I'm going to give him a few minutes to explain to you what's going on, and perhaps we learn a prayer request right from his lips for his ministry. So, Daniel.
Thank you. I'm going to speak from John 1, 1 through 5. No, I'm just kidding. Good to be here, and Merry Christmas. Happy birthday, Lita, and her 80th. She made it. Dan Lacey with, you know me from Road Race Ministries. You know me a little bit from an organization called Bob's Auto Cafe. It's been an interesting year, 18 years on the road in professional motorsports. It's kind of tapering off a little bit. I'm not quite sure what my 19th year will look like. I know that there's all kinds of things that happen politically in the world, and there's a lot of things that happen politically in motorsports as well. And some lawsuits going on and some organizations changing and whatnot. I'm kind of waiting, stepping back to see where I'm going to be. No lawsuits of me, but just in general of the organizations involved. And so politically, just not quite sure what's happening. As far as the Bob's Auto Cafe at home, we've finally opened. Been open for about 8 months now, and it's been rough. I was at a board meeting on Tuesday, and the thread that I kind of said to my organization, my board people, was I've come to find out that it's never easy to minister. Never easy to minister. And that being, there's no golden ticket. There's no lottery ticket that gets thrown at you that says, hey, here's the funding for what you're doing. And so as now we're responsible for payroll and paying people and bringing people on board and training interns and paying them and getting things happening and ministering to them, it's a constant battle. And it's long nights at times. It's early mornings where I wake up just going, Lord, okay, where's the money coming from? But God is faithful and he has not let us down yet. So all I can tell you is that we continue in that organization as well as the Road Race Ministries to not be in debt, have no loans except for one machine that we needed at the shop, but it's amicable and it works out, and God has been faithful. I come back to one thing, and I'll leave you with this. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:17, and we all know it. but we don't surround ourselves with it. And I'll get to that in a second, but 5:17 says what? Pray without ceasing. Do you know what it says before that? In 5:16? It says rejoice. It says rejoice. Now we think about pray without ceasing and we get on our knees and we go, oh Lord, what's happening? What's going on? I mean, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? How are you going to fix this? It's I've messed this up. I've messed that up. And the front part should be what? Rejoice. Rejoice. And then don't worry about it. Just pray. God, how are you going to, what's going to happen? How are you going to use me? What's the worst that could happen? The third part of that is that verse 18 says what? It says give thanks. Rejoice, pray without ceasing, and give thanks. You got it? Rejoice first on the front end. You know, everything's going to pieces, but rejoice. Pray about it and give thanks. Because we don't know what he's going to do. One other thing I'll throw at you is this. Revelations in chapter 4. In Revelation 4, it talks about the throne room of God. You ever gone to Matthew 6? 9, what's that? It's the Lord's Prayer. And it starts off, our Father. Christ says, pray like this, our Father. It's not me. Not Christ isn't saying it's my Father. Pray God's or Christ's Father. Hey, we're asking this. It's our Father. Not your Father, not my Father, not Christ's Father, our Father. And then two words after that, three words after that, who are in heaven. Where is he? He's in heaven. You ever read Revelation 4? Talks about the throne room of God a little bit. Gives us a little glimpse of the sapphire, the pearl, pearling the thunder, the flashes of lightning, all the crazy stuff going on. You go, wow. And when we go to pray and we say, our Father who art in heaven, we present ourselves into where? The throne room of God. You ever thought about that? And so when you go to the throne room of God, give thanks. Pray and rejoice. Merry Christmas.